Hey, it's Peter with you. It's podcast time. Yeah.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
You are very welcome along to Breakfast with Peter on the podcast. And before I go any further, actually, hold on there. Big shout out to everybody who has listened, streamed, downloaded the podcast in the last number of weeks. We get statistics here on the podcast every so often. And the last time I heard the statistic for the latest podcast, I went, wow. And it was like, are you sure? Will you double check that? Our listening figures have shot up. Thank you very much. Well, hopefully you like what you hear. This is the best of The Breakfast Show on a weekly basis. You want to listen to The Breakfast Show, it's 6:30 to 9, weekday mornings, Monday to Friday, on Midlands 103. But a big shout out to the thousands of you, and I mean thousands of you, who have downloaded, who streamed the podcast, listened back on midlands103.com. Absolutely blown away by it. Thank you so much. Anyway, on the podcast this week, what do we have? I'm going to play a silly quiz with X Factor's Louis Walsh. We all know Louis Walsh. He's great crack, in fairness. And we have to do fantastic facts as well. What else do we have? Oh, when the tables are turned and parents make an absolute show of their children on Facebook. I'll tell you more about that very, very soon. As well as that, I want to head down to the vaults and get you an original, show you how it was made into a more modern day hit. And I play classic misheard lyrics with David Hollywood. So we'll have a bit of crack with that. Anyway, if you want to get the show again, weekday mornings, Monday to Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Midlands103.com, Alexa, smart speakers, whatever the hell, they'll all play us. So don't worry about that. We have you covered from not only the Midlands, around Ireland, around the world as well. So you can get us there. Anyway, enough of me talking nonsense. Let's get on with the podcast. David, I like to think I'm a little bit entrepreneurial.
I've always thought you are.
Thank you. Is that a word, entrepreneur? Or did I just make that up?
No, I think it checks out, yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that. I've come up with a good business idea.
Right.
I want your opinion on this. It'll only cost you about €5 for this, or free.
I can afford that.
Okay, that's cool. A lot of homes across the Midlands have these right now. Some of may have even have thrown them out, okay? Mm. Now, children, as we know, need hearing tests as standard to make sure everything is working okay. But how about a home hearing test device?
Right.
What do you think?
Look, that sounds eminently sensible.
Brilliant. So imagine your little girl, Lily, imagine she needs a hearing test.
Yeah.
You could try this out at home, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you know when you're calling her and you're like, Lily, 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 Lily. And she's not answering it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That sounds familiar.
You've been in that situation, obviously, before.
You know? A little bit.
Well, all you need to use is this device, and this is all it is. Do you know what that is?
It's a rhythmic drumming noise, but no.
Have a listen again. Well?
Oh, I don't know. Is it tap dancing?
No.
No.
It's tap dancing.
Sounds like Michael Flatley. I'm sorry, go on.
It kind of does, doesn't it? Michael Flatfeet, actually.
Yeah, more not the best. Please enlighten me, Peter, before I embarrass myself further.
It is the opening of a box of Heroes.
Oh,
there you go. Yeah.
What a noise.
If you want to know if your child's hearing is working properly or not, open a box of Heroes. Yeah.
Okay, I give you credit for that. And as you say, only costs a fiver.
Absolutely, yeah. Or free if somebody's throwing out, you know, their old box of Heroes after Christmas. Because you know when you're trying to open up your box of Heroes and you think, right, there's no kids around. Grand, okay. I'll grab an old sneaky Whisper or something, you know what I mean? Or a Dairy Milk or a Caramel, okay. And next of all, they appear at your feet looking at you.
Naturally.
And I'm hungry. I want chocolate.
And while they wouldn't eat any of their vegetables 10 minutes previous.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm not eating dinner, but I'm over here staring at the biscuits and the Heroes. There you go.
My child says she has a spare stomach when she keeps in reserve for the good stuff.
I get that too. Yeah.
No, they're cute.
It doesn't go into that. So it goes into a different stomach. There you go. You're not a cow. You don't have four stomachs. You know, it's just one stomach and everything goes in the one place. Simple as that.
But their creativity is absolutely joyous, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. You have to celebrate that, don't you?
Creativity or lies. I like to look at it in
creativity
a positive sense.
Or lies. Yeah. I didn't lie, Daddy. I was being creative. Ah, of course you were. Yeah, go on, so. Go on. Run along, little one.
The joys of life, Peter.
Now you have it.
Great idea, by the way. Congratulations.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's make a fortune on this hearing test. Yeah, and don't forget to close it. Yeah.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose.
George Ezra, blaming on me, Midlands 103. Peter Dunn with you. You know you're getting old when you watch TV and you see the likes of Batman and Superman and the Avengers and all that, and you look at the vehicles they drive and you think, how much would it cost to get one of those insured? You know, I wonder. Who pays for all that? Well, Batman would face the highest car insurance premium of any movie character, right? Cover for the original Batmobile, do you know the original one, the classic Batmobile, would cost Bruce Wayne a hefty €23,000 a year. Now, that's more than three times what James Bond would have to pay. So insurers blame Batman's big bill on the number of scrapes he gets into and the amount of times he has to fight enemies, such as the Joker, gets the Batmobile damaged, you know what I mean? Researchers have found it would cost the average superhero about €2,000 a month to get on the road, which is 50 times more than the average annual car premium. Imagine Batman ringing up FBD. Well, what do you do for a living? Well, I fight crime. Yeah. What do you really do for a living? Honestly. Do you have a number we can call you on? No, but if you just shine a big logo up to the sky, I know you look for me. It's fine. But he can't be surprised that the price is so high. I mean, he has fire coming out of his exhaust pipe. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, you know, Batman, get it looked at, will you? There's clearly a problem with your car. If you can get an NCT in the Midlands, it probably won't pass it.
Are you missing the music? Well, you can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103.
David, you like surprises, don't you?
Yeah, I love them.
You love them? Well, you're going to love this. This is the David Hollywood Surprise Sports Quiz.
Okay.
You're going to love this.
You're getting me back for forgetting the news yesterday, aren't you?
Yeah, for anybody who didn't hear yesterday, David forgot the news at 6:30. And I normally read it at around 6:30 in the morning, but David had to do it himself as punishment.
and the punishment continues on Midlands 103 this morning.
Absolutely.
All right.
Right. Now, David is our sports genius, so there's nothing David doesn't know about sport.
Okay.
I'm bigging you up here. So please play along at home as well and see if you can get these few questions right. You ready for this, David?
Absolutely.
Good, let's do it. Question one. Where's the next summer Olympic Games set to take place? Tension increases. Listen.
Ooh. Paris.
Yes. Well done, Paris. Question number two. Who's the Premier League's all-time top scorer?
Alan Shearer.
There you go. Max Verstappen won the Formula One World Drivers title in 2022, but who came second?
Usher, that was your man, Lewis Hamilton. No, stop. Hold on. That was the year before. It was Charles Leclerc.
Ah. Well done. In which sport do teams compete to win the Stanley Cup?
Criminy. The Stanley Cup. Ice hockey.
Oh, look at that. The first FIFA World Cup was held in which year? You just take your time, David. We'll wait. It's fine. I'll increase the tension while you're doing it.
36?
close, 1930. Do you know who the host nation was?
Was it Uruguay?
I'll give you that. Well done. Usain Bolt's blistering 100 metre world record time. What is it?
I don't know. It is 9.46.
9.58 seconds.
Sorry, guys.
We have a mutual friend who works in sport, who when Usain Bolt set that world record time was asked, "Did you watch it?" And he said, no, I'll get the highlights. Like, the highlights, it's less than 10 seconds. How much of a highlight do you need?
That is commitment to being disinterested, if
absolutely.
I've ever heard it.
Like match of the day for 100 metres. You can imagine, like 2 seconds long. Who won more caps for England? Was it Wayne Rooney or David Beckham?
I can't believe this is still going on.
Oh, yeah.
Rooney or Beckham? God. I'll go with Rooney.
Rooney, well done. Wayne Rooney. 120 caps, Beckham won 115.
Okay, close.
Which famous football manager once said, "I wouldn't say I was the best manager in the business, but I was in the top one."
Jesus, that sounds like an English version mm-hmm. of Mourinho. Mm-hmm. Was it Big Ron?
No, I'll give you a hint. He also won a European Cup.
He won a European Cup. Just the one, was it?
Two.
You won two of them?
Yeah.
You won two European Cups.
Mm-hmm. You're going to kick yourself if you
was
get
it Jose?
Wrong. No. Brian Clough.
Clough. Okay.
Brian Clough, of course, it's obvious now.
Yeah. No, he was the original Jose, really. When you
You're right, he was, yeah. What was Muhammad Ali's real name?
Cassius Clay.
There you go, get in there. After retiring from professional cycling, what sport did Bradley Wiggins briefly attempt to make a career in?
Ski jumping. No, stop. What happened there? Hang on. He did that as some sort of TV event.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bradley Rowing.
Right, there you go. Yeah. Right. Okay. David Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well done, you got 8 out of 10.
Yeah,
nice one.
I'm going to study my 1930s football and the athletics world record times. I've got work to do.
Yeah, well done. So fair play to you. Nice one. And sure, look, you never know when we'll spring your surprise sports quiz again. Keep you on your toes, Mr. Hollywood.
Yes, I'll be mopping up the sweat in the newsroom now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I have a celebrity on the line and I want to play a little game. You're very welcome to breakfast. Mr. Louis Walsh, how are you, Louis?
Morning, everything good.
Louis, I want to play a little game with you.
Off you go.
It's called Peter Asks Celebrities Dumb Questions. What do you think?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it.
Peter, come on.
Louis, who is the most famous person you have in your phone book right now?
Oh, probably Simon Cowell, Elton John, or Sharon Osbourne.
Wow, Elton John.
Yeah.
Nice one. Jaffa Cakes, is it a biscuit or a cake?
It's a biscuit and it's not very nice.
You wouldn't dunk it in tea now, wouldn't you not?
No. don't like them.
Louis, you can only listen to one album for the rest of your life. What is it?
Oh, I think I listened to the Beatles' Abbey Road.
Why is that?
It's a great, and I like every track on it, and it goes one into the other. I remember buying it as vinyl when I was really young, and it's one of those albums I still love.
Brilliant. And when you were a child growing up, Louis, what did you want to be?
I just wanted to work in music. It could have been a record shop, or it could have been a radio station, or it could even have been a DJ, you know, that's easy. Or I just didn't want an ordinary job. I didn't want 9 to 5.
If you want to be a DJ, I'll give you a job. No problem at all.
You can cover for me.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Have you ever had a crazy fan, Louis?
On X Factor, there was a lot of people, yeah.
Mm.
They were a bit funny. Big personalities, we used to call them. But listen, if you were on X Factor, anything could happen or anyone could say anything. We didn't know who was going to walk in.
Now, you've met a lot of celebs over the years, but who were you most starstruck by?
David Bowie, when I met him in Dublin. Absolutely. Big fan. I got him to sign a picture to me as well. I still have that.
Brilliant. Was it the aura that everybody talks about when it comes to David Bowie?
Well, I just loved his music and I knew he was different to everybody else in every sense. He was just a different level.
Final question, Louis. To save mankind, you have to sing a song from start to finish and not get a single word wrong. What song do you choose?
My Way. Frank Sinatra. And now the end is near, yeah. And
brilliant.
So I face the final curtain. You can talk it, yeah.
Really appropriate for Saving Mankind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Louis Walsh, you're an absolute gentleman. I'll chat to you later on Midlands Today, where you're going to tell us more about the return of the Westmead Bachelor Competition. If you want to apply, westmeadbachelorfestival.ie, or you can email info@westmeadbachelorfestival.ie as well. The competition is on Bank Holiday Sunday, April 30th in Mullingar Arts Centre. Thanks a bit, Louis.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's only feel-good music right here on your station, Midlands 103. It's Peter Dunne with you. We are in the vault currently, about 2 metres below ground level. And this is one of my favourite parts of the week. I just loved come down here surrounded by all these records and vinyls and reel-to-reel and cassette tapes. And I love to play with all the... I love to work really hard to get you an original behind a modern day hit. Now, this one is from an Alaskan group who won a Grammy for this song, and it's an absolute belter, but it would not be possible without a record from 1961. So now, let me dig this one out for you. Let me see, it's by the Marvelettes. Here we go. And oh, I actually love the cover of this record, because it's just basically a red post box like the ones you see over in the US where it's at like the front of the lawn, you know what I mean? And then that's open and there's a small little tiny postman on the way in to the post box. And it's called Please Mr. Postman, you know it?
Please Mr. Postman.
So the band I was telling you about, who used this song to create their biggest hit, didn't sample it as such, but they did replay the melody, okay? And the melody they took was this.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Except what they had to do, that's a little bit slow compared to the track they made. So they had to speed it up to 158 BPM. So let's actually do it right here now. And have a listen to this.
Oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Well, does it ring any bells? Okay, tell you what, as I was saying to you, I love to play down here, and we're all about having a bit of crack. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you the song I was telling you about, except I'm going to whip the vocals off it, and I'm just going to use the instrumental, and I'm going to put the Marvelettes on top of it and see if you can guess. Well, did you have an ah yeah moment? Did you? Ah yeah, of course you did. It's Portugal the Man, Feel It Still, live from the vaults in Midlands 103.
Could keep my hands on myself.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
David, have you ever misinterpreted a lyric of a song?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely have.
Okay, very good. We do it on a regular basis, though, don't we? You know, have you ever come across somebody singing a song and you go, no, that's not it. That they're not the words.
It's human nature to mess this stuff up, I think.
Absolutely. And a lot of people do it out there. So will we do misheard lyrics?
Please.
Yes. Okay. So we know Will Smith, don't we? Will Smith, lovely guy. Once you don't talk about his wife, he's fairly sound. You know what I mean?
Getting jiggy with it.
What a tune!
What
Getting
a tune.
Jiggy with it. Yeah,
Jazzy Jeff,
Jazzy DJ, Jazzy Jeff, and the Fresh Prince. Yes. But not a whole lot of people know this. But back then, Will Smith had a hip replacement. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like a joint hip. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he. Yeah, he spoke about it in that song. He said, I go psycho with my new joint hip. No.
Oh. Dance for bro, I know, you know, I go psycho with my new joint hip. Just can't sit.
There you go. He goes psycho with his new joint hip. So there he's out on the dance floor.
He just
floor.
Can't sit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quite but rightly. You've got to give that time to heal.
As a bang of WD-40 off Will Smith. and Westlife as well. You know the song from Westlife? Yeah, yeah. Touring stadiums all over the world at the moment.
Westlife's number one fan works in the newsroom there, Chloe Farrell. She's mad for them.
There you go. Yeah, go Westlife, anyway. A lot of fans here in Midlands 103.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. But
But they do attract like an odd kind of lady. You know that?
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, like there was they mentioned it in that song. You know, she was 5'10" in a cat suit with bandy eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. Have a listen.
She's a 5'10" in a cat suit and bandy eyes.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever you're into, there's somebody for everybody, you know what I mean?
You wouldn't write that these days.
You wouldn't get away with that nowadays, wouldn't you? Adele. Adele is multi-millionaire, world superstar.
Wonderful singer.
Absolute. What a voice. Yeah. What a voice. But, you know, she's always very truthful in her songs as well. And she had an incident before where Adele was cooking a barbecue, right? And her friend Lorraine was there, and Lorraine was annoying her. You know, when's the barbecue ready? And she was like, you'll wait for it now. You know, I don't want to serve you raw meat, so I'm just making sure it's fine. So what she did was she pressed down on the burger, on the grill, and the barbecue. Do you know when you do that and the flames come up?
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, at the same time, Lorraine bent over into the barbecue to get a smell of the burgers. Mm. She set fire to her friend Lorraine.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. But we know about that because we hear it in this song here. Just be careful if Adele is cooking your barbecue. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, Lorraine McCormick is well warned now.
Absolutely. Now, be careful, Lorraine. Saturdays and Sundays here on Feel Good Saturday, Feel Good Sunday. And good old Sam Smith. He's a lad, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he's a lad. He likes a drink, right? Does Sam Smith. He likes an old can. You know that?
Go on.
He does. He likes a few cans. But, you see, when he falls in love with somebody, he'll tell them straight out, you know, I love you, but I'll never love you like a can. Yeah, I'll never love you like a can. There you go.
I mean, sure, how many of us would agree with that statement?
Oh,
I think
yes.
That's fair.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
Peter with you, your Feel Good Breakfast. So 1 in 10 of us has dumped a partner because they do this and it winds us up. What is it? The answer is claps when the pilot lands a plane. I don't do that. It does kind of work me a little bit. But, you know, if my wife did it, would I leave her? Of course I would. Absolutely. It's horrible. No, of course I wouldn't. Imagine that. Well, why'd you break up? Well, we landed in Ibiza, right? And she clapped. Now, shocking. No, I don't do that. It does kind of irk me, you know, when people clap when you land a plane. Like, would you clap when the postman delivered your letters, you know? Well, no, Martin, nice one. Nice one, good man. You see him? See him? He gets an address on a letter and puts it in the correspondent house. Genius. I do a variant of it, though. I do thank the bus driver. Do you thank the bus driver? I do it. Yeah, I always, when I'm getting off the bus, thanks, see you now, good luck, you know. But I did it in Spain before, and I got stared at by the bus driver, seriously. Gracias para esta. Buenas mañana. And he was like looking at me going, what's wrong with you? Why would you thank me? So maybe it is only an Irish thing, is it?
Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights.
Wham Freedom, Midlands 103. It is your feel good breakfast. Peter Dunne with you. So, BMW have teased a colour changing concept car that can do something pretty special. Hilda texted in and said, is it stick to the speed limit? It's talk. No. That is pretty special. So the iVision D was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And the midsize EV has a catalogue of 32 colours that it can quickly switch between. And it also has the power to talk.
Wow. Look cool.
Imagine that car in the Midlands, you know? It'd probably have to adapt to, you know, the Midlands road culture, wouldn't it? What would it end up sounding like? Well, I reckon it would probably sound like if Knight Rider was based in the Midlands.
I could do with a wash. You're getting sausage rolls all over the place. There's someone driving up your arse. Dim your lights. Dim your lights. Blind him. Blind him. Go. 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 I'm letting you out. Only one. I'm not letting you out too. Where did you get your license? A lucky bag? You've just overtaken a truck. Put on your hazard lights to say thanks. You paid how much for that car and it doesn't come with indicators? That's shocking. What is the point in overtaking me? Are you in a hurry? Please look while this car is overtaking you. Now you can see what a gobshite looks like.
Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103.
David, has your little girl ever said to you, Dad, you're embarrassing me?
Often. Often.
It's a regular thing, yes?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel it's my obligation to embarrass her, but go on.
True. It's part of our job, in fairness, to embarrass our kids.
Exactly.
You know? But what about when we were younger and the tables were turned on us? Not so nice.
Net jerks.
Yeah. Yeah. I've unearthed a number of great comebacks by parents of children on Facebook.
Oh, go on. This is
yeah.
Good.
So when the tables are turned, it's always a little bit funnier, isn't it? Mm-hmm. A guy called Derek had posted up on Facebook. He said, going out tonight and I'm going to bag myself a cougar. His mother replied, Derek, go to bed. A daughter had up on Facebook as well, it's Friday night and I'm going all out. And her dad replied, how about you go all out on them books and you mightn't have failed math.
Oof.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Smart Alec dad there.
Oh god, yeah. Yeah. You need what would you put on a burn? Maybe a bag of frozen peas or something. Yeah, she'd need that. Mm. A son had posted up on Facebook, I really miss my girlfriend right now. And his dad replied, well, just inflate her so.
Oh my God. I think the kids call that being bodied.
Oh, okay.
That's when you're really burned, you're actually just bodied. Deceased. Yeah.
Okay, like body slammed on the ground or something. Okay.
Something like that.
Another young lad had a picture of himself, you know, looking tough, you know what I mean? Yeah. Some of them kind of have the t-shirt off or whatever and they're clenching, they're flexing the muscles.
Oh God.
You know, yeah, yeah, yeah. And his mother replied, is that Mr. Snuggles on your bedside locker?
Get
where she'd notice a teddy bear in the bedroom.
Love it.
Oh, brilliant. Another son changed his status on... Do you know where you can change your status?
Yeah, yeah. Feeling excited or
absolutely,
whatever.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Happy, grateful. And he said, in a relationship. And her mother replied, yes, with your hand.
Oh, no, that's just... That.
Yeah.
That denotes a lack of respect between the two parties there, I would say.
Yeah, the mother's a legend, in fairness. Yeah. Come on. The mother's a legend. High five, huh? There you go.
Yeah,
virtual
just not
high
with
five.
The sun.
No, God, no. Let's give you one more.
Go on.
Daughter posted up on Facebook, I'm getting addicted to Stranger Things on Netflix.
Go on, right.
The mother replied, pity you're not addicted to finding a job. That is such a parent thing to do. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I've awful trouble on Facebook actually with my parents, Peter.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. You see, the problem is my dad has the same name as I do.
Oh, very good.
And he's very enthusiastic about my existence on Facebook. So what tends to happen is if I do or say anything on Facebook, instantly it appears to everyone else that it's been liked by myself.
David puts up a status and also likes his own status.
Oh,
I love it.
I'm sure there's a healthy proportion, particularly of like, you know, your old schoolmates that you're no longer in touch with.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, there's David again, liking his own posts like a weirdo. Thanks, Dad.
Egotistical David. There he goes, yeah.
Yeah, but still, you got to take support where you can get it, right?
You do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in fairness, he supports you throughout.
That's it, despite.
Daddy David, nice one. We shall talk to you at 9, David Hollywood. Not your dad. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, it'll be me. I'll keep my dad back for another morning.
That'll be great. We should get him to do the news someday.
Oh, he'd be well up for it.
Lovely. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.